and you name it, all of them. And he looks at the quality of them and finds pokes holes in their weaknesses. But regarding, there's two factors regarding nutrition science. Number one is finding the truth. Number two is finding the disease. So in order to find the truth, you have to have a high quality study, and that's a randomized control trial. And the chance of you finding the truth with a randomized control trial is 1 to 1, which is 100%, or 2 to 1, which is 200%. Imagine playing the lottery and you have a 200% chance of winning the lottery. So you'll win the lottery and get double the money, right? Like, that's the chance of finding truth. And that's depending on the type of randomized control trial. It's fantastic. But epidemiology has a chance of finding truth 1 in 10, all the way down to 1 in 1,000. So epidemiology is garbage. That's why John says it goes in the waste bin. All right, so finding the disease. This statistic is called PPV, which stands for positive predictive value. And you want that to be greater than 0.5. And so a quality randomized control trial has a PPV of 0.85, but
That's it, folks. Tune in for another round of Biotech Beat, same time next week.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, October 16th. Hi, I'm your host, Skylar James.
And I'm your host, Abby Boatwright.
And this is Sky's the Limit, the weekly program where every week we change theme, we change genre, we play something different depending on the time of the year or the weather or whatever else is going on. This week, a very special episode spearheaded by Abby, so they can give you the rundown of what we're playing.
Well, when we were planning out the shows, I said, hey, we should do something sort of college themed or college party themed or college music themed for this week because it's homecoming week. It's also reading week, but it's also homecoming week.
Yeah, so poor planning.
Well, here we are, and so we're kind of going to move through, not kind of, we are going to move through the decades, starting with the 80s with a sort of college rock vibe and talk about that sub-genre of rock a little bit, and then move into the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and end with something from recent days.
2020s. Yeah, we're doing college rock through the decades, and we're starting with the 80s because college rock started in the 80s.
Yeah, from the knowledge that, you know, we have about the subject, looking into it a little bit, it's kind of recognized as something that started in the 80s with that little bit more of a sort of hipstery style rock, which we call sort of alt-rock now, but it was a little bit more underground in its time, but we recognize some of these on typical, like, 80s rock playlists now, but we're talking about people like REM, people like Joy Division, etc. The Pixies, etc.
And we're starting with, I guess we could call it university rock, because we're starting British right
uni.
Now. Uni rock! one of my favorite songs from this entire playlist, Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Thank you.
By REM, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM.
In my opinion, it wouldn't be College Rock Show without Radio Free Europe by REM. I just think that is, like, the college rock song when we're talking about this, like, subgenre from the 80s.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion on it. I'm welcome to hear other people's favorite 80s college rock song. Perhaps people who lived through that time and went to college in that time.
You didn't live through that time?
Maybe I did, honestly.
I think you did.
I don't think we should bet money on whether I didn't or did at this point, because it's unclear.
You're a bit of a time traveler. Why that specific song, though?
I don't know. Because I love REM just period, but I feel like when we're talking about, in my brain at least, because that's sort of what this show is about, of, like, feelings and vibes with certain songs and genres, of that, we said, like, sort of hipstery, alt, sort of grunge, because we haven't reached grunge yet, but that different kind of rock.
Yeah.
And I think REM was definitely a big part of that, of this college rock niche we're talking about. But then this song in particular, I think, fits right in with there. And then putting that next to Level Terrace Apart, Joy Division, which Level Terrace Apart by Joy Division, I feel like, is the most, like, college movie, you're on the quad, you're like in the frat, you're whatever it is, like, college song, and whether it's an 80s movie or like a 2000s movie, and they just use that song. So
yeah, because REM, that song was 83,
yes, it was 83.
Off of their Murmur album. But
correct.
I haven't really listened that far back into REM. Mm-hmm. All of the REM stuff I listen to is like the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. This next song is in a category that I just have for myself. Also 83, but songs that sound like they came out a lot later than they actually did.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like something that I would have listened to that would have came out late 2000s, early 2010s.
100%. I feel like it belongs on, and I feel like people will get it when we get there, like Napoleon Dynamite soundtrack or something like that. Like, it should have come out in 2004, 2008.
Yeah.
You know, at least 99, something like that.
Exactly. Like, way later than it did. I think that this song was really ahead of its time in just, like, the style and the instrumentation. Mm-hmm. And I love it a lot. But I never categorize it as an 80s song, because it just doesn't sound like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's definitely like that niche genre we keep talking about that gets associated with, like, coming of age stories and movies too. And I feel like this fits right
up 100%.
In there. Like the Matilda movie soundtrack. Like like the coming of age stories, right? Where we put these type of songs in air quotes I'm doing right now. So
yeah, exactly. Without further ado, Violent Femmes here with Blister in the Sun.
When I'm out walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on, like I blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one. Body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. When I'm a walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. And I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. When I'm walking, stop, stop, again, I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on, like I blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one. Hey, 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 yeah, an old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain.
Set there with Ironic.
What a classic track.
Yeah, well, if you couldn't tell, with Alanis, we've moved into the 90s now.
We've moved into the 90s, people.
Back
we're moving
in the
up.
90s.
Back in... Okay, BoJack Horseman.
Or Tiny Horse.
Oh, yeah, or yeah. Tiny Horse. Kingston Band, Tiny Horse, if you don't know who we're talking about. Why that song?
Well, because we were... Well, if we're honest, we gotta get some CanCon in there.
Gotta get the CanCon.
But we've got some CanCon 90s coming up. So we were talking a lot about this college rock genre.
Mm-hmm.
And so then as we get into the 90s and out of the 80s, it becomes a little more dispersed as to what's considered college rock. We get into alt rock and things later in the 90s and 2000s when you get people like Green Day and Blink 182 and that sort of whole vibe coming out there. But with Alanis, I feel like that's a classic album, classic it in your college years, screaming along to Alanis Morissette. Now we have people like Olivia Rodrigo who are super inspired by her. Same thing with us in college now. I feel like people are screaming to Olivia Rodrigo at the club or at the parties or at anything. So we threw some Alanis in there for that vibe. And
We keep saying college rock, but I guess in Canada it's really like that university scene. Mm-hmm. Like you got it in some colleges in Ontario, but it was more like we're more talking university scene rock.
Yeah, and
here.
it's the idea of, I think what we're trying to get through is the decades of what people around the age of college may have been listening to, whether it was on the radio, you know, in the 80s on the radio, and then into the 90s you're out buying the Jagged Little Pill CD.
And then
in Canada, obviously, you would hear CanCon on the radio, so I feel like it's an interesting Canadian 90s we're putting through here, because I'm sure American colleges and universities weren't necessarily having the same experience, but I think some of our 90s lineups were classic college songs for people who are in college in Canada in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. So speaking of 90s, we're going to continue on with 90s, and we're actually continuing on with Canadian. All of our 90s picks are Canadian. CanCon. This next track is a classic track. You picked it again.
I did, yes.
I don't know, give us something, like...
Give us something.
I have nothing to say about it.
Yeah, well, I wanted to play another Canadian. I feel like, at least for my parents, this was sort of a college, a little bit after college group they got into. My mom's a big fan. This is the Bare Naked Ladies with It's All Been Done.
It's all she's blood, flesh and bone. Now types of silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong and nothing's gonna happen.
She's so high. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are doing a college rock show through the decades tonight. That concludes our 90s. Mm-hmm. There we did three Canadian 90s mm-hmm. college university rock songs.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that last one is a perfect example of like, is that rock? Is that pop? Is that alternative? What is that? But I think we can agree that it's a song that comes on the radio, especially in Canada now.
Yeah,
and everybody's humming along, yeah. And it's very associated with that, like, 90s popular music scene
for
100%. The, like, the youth and the college age and the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That song was 1998. I mean, I heard it on the radio growing up all of the time, mm-hmm. and I don't think I realized it was that old.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Which is, like, interesting that we keep talking about this, of how this, like, sort of niche, like, youth-feeling vibe or coming-of-age-feeling
yeah.
vibe to certain songs and how they get associated there can span decades, even if it came from a different decade, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, I was saying that about the Joy Division song at the beginning, even mm-hmm. though I didn't live through the 90s, right? But to me, it still sounds like a coming-of-age song or a youth rock song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That was the 90s.
But yeah, so we had some Alanis, some Bare Naked Ladies going there. So you borrowed your friend's CD, right? And his mixtape that he burned. Maybe it was a cassette still in the 90s.
In
and
the
you
dorm.
Popped it in. Yeah, in the dorms. And it had Alanis. And then you jumped to Bare Naked Ladies. And then, oh, it's that Tal Bachman song. It's been on the radio. So
you're really painting a picture.
I am trying.
Yeah. You're really doing well at that. Let's move on to the 2000s. We get into some of what I like to call whiny man music in this, you know, like that era of like punk music, mm-hmm. where it was just like men were. Why are you so whiny?
They
on
referenced
the mic?
This vibe in the Barbie movie, right? That's
they
what
do.
That whole scene
they
was
do.
About.
But yeah, and you know, there is a time and place for it. I'm not saying that it's bad. I do enjoy it. But it's like there's a time and place for it where it's like you can really enjoy it. And I think on campus, mm-hmm. when you're doing like those stereotypical like college activities, mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, I could listen to some of this right now. Mm-hmm. You know
well,
what I mean?
And we keep talking about like the physical media part of it as well. And it's still in the 2000s was mm-hmm. you would go out and buy the whole CD.
Yeah.
So you got a big chunk of this because it was
yeah,
a whole album of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to just a single.
Exactly. So we're going to start with some 2002, jumping a little bit here, an absolute classic.
Canadian
classic, but then also worldwide classic, especially in North America. Like, everyone knew this song. Simple Plan here, I'd Do Anything.
It's going by, I'm thinking about you all the time, but you're out there and I'm here waiting. And I wrote this letter in my head, 'cause so many things were left unsaid, but now you're gone and I can't think straight. This could be the one last chance to make you understand. Yeah, I'd do anything. Do anything just to fall asleep with you. Will you remember me? 'Cause I know I won't forget you. Together we broke all the rules, dreaming of dropping out of school and leave this place to never come back. So now, maybe after all these years, if you miss me, I'll be waiting. This could be the one last chance to make you understand. And I just can't let you leave me once again. Yeah, I'd do anything just to hold you in my arms, to try to make you laugh, 'cause somehow I can't put you in the past. I'd do anything.
yourself off that. It's only in your head to feel left out. Look down on. Just do your best.
Just do your best.
Do everything you can.
Everything you can.
And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. A little good in the middle out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. A little good in the middle out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
Jimmy Eat World there with The Middle, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I think that is just such a classic. Again, we keep talking about like coming of age in association with this college rock. Yeah, like the amount of movies it's been in. Yeah. I think the album itself is iconic, the Bleed American album. I was telling Skylar about it. I think it's a fantastic album, but
I've never listened to it.
Skylar's not heard it because it's from 2001.
Listen,
so.
I'm very specific with the music that I've listened to that didn't come out when I was alive. Have I ever had a reason to listen to that album? Absolutely not. So I just haven't heard it.
I think it's so interesting, though, because I put it right alongside, when I'm thinking about this type of music, with Green Day albums and Blink-182.
That is true.
And everything, and it's right on there. And I remember, actually, I think my intro to this album was, I can't remember the title of the song, but one of the songs was in the Cinderella Story movie with Hilary Duff.
Love that
and
movie.
And Chad Michael Murray. The song where she's like thinking about her dad and looking out the window, and it's a slower, they're like, it's something to do with angels, but may angels lead you in.
Yeah.
That's this album.
Oh,
and so I listened to this album, which I think that's why it's also so associated with like coming of age in my mind, because
sense.
I was listening to it again. Parts of this album were used in a 2000s teen movie. So, and something I just thought of too is, I don't know if you remember, but last year a lot of people were singing that song in like a slowed down acoustic version and really listening to the lyrics, and it became like a Gen Z thing to sing the. No, it was interesting though.
Yeah.
Like, because the "Hey, don't write yourself off yet." You like, because that's what the whole thing is about. It's like, you know, this youth resilience, this like, you know, it just takes some time. You're in the middle. So people were singing it in a slow, like Phoebe Bridgers sort of style. And it was interesting. And
interesting.
That's what I saw. I listened to this version, but they were doing it. So I started listening to it again. So,
yeah. Weird.
Anyway, that's why I wanted to include it. Yeah.
With the 2000s. We got some more grunge stuff here from 2001. Again, I was fact checking myself.
No, I'm laughing because of this. This album.
It's. I really like this album, and I really like this artist, even though I do listen to, like, some of their newer stuff than this. My favorite song from this artist is Impossible Germany. Maybe that'll give you a hint for who we're playing. We're gonna get into some grunge college rock here by Wilco. This is Heavy Metal Drummer.
Sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love. Shiny, shiny pants and bleached blonde hair. A double kick drum by the river in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. Another and another. She fell in love. I miss the innocence I've known. Playing Kiss covers, beautiful and stone. Unlock my body and move myself to dance in the warm liquid flowing, glowing glass. Classical music blasting, mass ringing in my ears. Oh, I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with another. She fell in love. I miss the innocence I've known. Kiss colors, beautiful and stone.
Alice there, Moaning Lisa Smile. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Bit of a time jump. We're going all the way to 2015, baby. Now it's Skylar's music for college rock. If you haven't been listening this whole hour, Abby and I, we're doing a college rock through the decades. We just finished the 2000s with Wilco, and now we're moving in to the 2010s, baby, which means it's my music.
We were building the playlist, and I had like 15 songs for the 80s and all of these ideas of different things we could do for the 90s. So we have three from each decade, if you've been following along. And we also tried to bring in sort of like a different idea through those three songs of like what college rock could be. Like the 90s, for example, going to Alanis, the Bare Naked Ladies, and then to something more poppy. But anyways, we get to the 2010s and I went, I don't know.
And I went, I have 25 songs that I need to pick from. So anyways, one of my favorite bands of all time, Wolf Alice, they're a British indie rock band. And I feel like in the 2010s, we had a lot of like British boy band resurgence. But then we also with that had, you know, that indie band resurgence in there. And so over like university campuses, college campuses, and even like high schoolers and stuff, British indie bands became very popular, and Wolf Alice was one of those bands around 2015. Like moving later into the 2010s, like past Arctic Monkeys and stuff at their height. But yeah, Wolf Alice is one of my favorites, and they're a band where it's like they have so many listeners. But if you go out and just mention them to somebody, they'll have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I feel like as we move into the 2010s, that's the kind of bands that soundtrack college rock, especially in Canada. Because in the U.S., I mean, you have British influences, but not as much as you do in Canada.
Yeah.
Right? So even though people are like, college rock died in 1995, it's like, well, there are bands that are like primarily known by young people and then get spread by word of mouth on campuses and campus radio, like one right here.
Yeah.
So going a little back in the 2010s, we're going to go to 2013 now for this band's third album. And this band, Vampire Weekend, that we're going to play, because how can we do a campus rock show without playing Vampire Weekend, I think is sort of like the most popular campus band of the like late 2000s, early 2010s. Late 2000s, they released their first album that has like Oxford Comma on it, all of that stuff. Very, very popular band, East Coast Ivy schools, like Harvard, that area of schools. And they got their fame by word of mouth in those schools, especially. They were doing like surf rock, and that's how surf rock had this resurgence in the late 2000s and 2010s. Bands like Vampire Weekend, but also Vampire Weekend mostly.
It's interesting that you say that. I've seen multiple examples of media that have used Oxford Comma and like an establishing shot of a college
100%,
campus.
100%. Yeah. So this is where we get into like, this is the American college band of the late 2000s, early 2010s. Like undoubtedly everyone was listening to Vampire Weekend. But I had to find something for the 2010s decade. So we're going to their third album, but this song has the sound of their first two albums, and it's one of my favorites of theirs. And I feel like they just continue to be very popular on campuses with this surf rock sound. From Vampire Weekend, this is Unbelievers.
Got a little soul, the world is a cold, cold place to be. Want a little should I be? Is this the fate that half of the world is planned for me? I know I love you, and you love to see.
tracks of the train. I'm not excited, but should I be? Is this the fate I have for the world's plan for me? I know I love you, and you love to see. But what only water contains a little drop for me. Should I be? Is this the fate that I have for the world's plan for me? I know I love you, and you love to see. But what all the water contains, a little drop for me.
'75.
Love Me. That is off of the 1975's 2017 album, I Like It When You Sleep, For You Are So Beautiful, Yet So Unaware of It. Again, we get into that, like, British indie rock. Like,
yeah.
The 1975, they call themselves the most popular band you've never heard of.
Yeah, I had never heard of them before meeting Skylar 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And never then I, once heard of them.
I show up, I'm like, I have a 1975 tattoo. How have you never heard of these people?
Yeah, never heard of them.
And so, yeah, I mean, they are kind of still, I mean, they're more mainstream now, but they were in the mid-2010s, like the epitome of famous underground.
Yeah.
They're British, right? But they found their roots in, like, the college and university scenes in North America, and they're wildly popular in North America, but also no one knows who you're talking about. I mean, before, like, 2 years ago, if you're talking about them.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyways, so moving into the 2020s, we were like, oh, what should we play? There's so much we can play. And then I was like, you know what band has really soundtracked our university experience? And we found them. I mean, the first time we saw them perform was at the Isabel Bader.
Yeah.
In Kingston. Local Kingston band who we've seen now 7 or 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even begin to start counting. But they've really soundtracked us. And so we picked this specific song.
Yeah, we're going to play The Underpass from their new album, which is particularly, we keep talking about, coming-of-age songs. So here's one from the 2020s.
One of my favorites from their newest album. You know them, you love them, all the way from right here, Kingston, Ontario, The Wilderness here with The Underpass.
I forgot what it tastes like, the salt air on a cold night. The last bus home. My lungs were burnt and your fists were bruised. We inhaled alcohol and we exhaled youth. Try and cover the damage that we've done. From fighting the kids in the other schools just for fun, stealing packs of cigarettes from your us against the world. You read books about our idols and we clung on to every word. Running through the graveyard after church on Sunday mornings, my oldest sister bought slicker for the fireworks up the road. Now I can't picture the house that we grew up in. Myself, if I ever return, everyone I know has moved on. Some have kids and some got married, some are long since dead and buried.